white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Cried. No money could
everything free and kindly look downward. No, you'll see me. I've had 6 years of luck. I've had six on the line. I've poured myself out like an old bitter wine. I've seen much of nothing, and nothing's the game.
Got a brain, man. Better off with a clone. And say hi's apartment with race sides doing weird shit. Like, this will make the biopic round up. Hit Zags, B's, get the winning tings real quick. Bills still stacking to the ceiling. What you mean it ain't working?
What
you mean you ain't find yourself?
I am, I'm trying.
What you mean you ain't got no cash?
I got a little bit.
What you mean? Shouldn't your pockets be big just like a fat chick? Shouldn't your mama be done paying the house up? Shouldn't you have a real big ass ego? Shouldn't your girls be flocking just like seagulls?
Trust me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit.
The original licks, flickety higher than Yosemite. Breaking the moat, mentally master with no limits. And making them say, huh, they won't ship and I force viciously. Watching the floor tipping your temple of authenticity. Often they say I'm off it, I offer my cross sympathy. They forgot what we on, I remind them of hostility. Hot diggity damn, everyone running scams. Gotta cover your clams and take another glance. Running a clinic, no scans, ain't no one claiming yo mans. It's all pertaining to plan, call me the architect. Lap you in the UFO, I haven't started yet. Still gotta figure out exactly where to park it at. Moses with a pen, each line in ocean I can part it at. But that's too deep.
Don't call me stupid, that ain't the way my name pronounced. Don't call me stupid, I got too many hoes right now. Pull side in,
Houston, tryna see if Beyonce will take me for adoption. Broke ass rich suburbs, a civilian shot in third world, we just by the fountain. This is Merlin Wood, man. Everywhere I go is the woodlands. I need a honey butter, vodka in a Sprite can. When I'm in the water bugger, all the kids know who I am. I need a honey butter, put it lean in my Sprite can.
Trusting me, I like a risk. Think I need some love, who can handle it? Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit. Trusting me, I like a risk. Think I need some love, who can handle it? Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit.
I got a record, but I'm clean as they come. I'm Godzilla, when they see me, they run. On 37th, used to run from the Bloods. The undercovers got a duck when they come. I moved out and in a couple of months I'ma be a pop star, they call me a thug. I used to write raps on the back of the bus. Now I'm in the front seat, shifting the gears.
It's funny how things can change.
$300 to my name led to Hollywood.
I was living off ramen and cheese.
$500 on these dinners, never have to pay. Growing up, my teachers told me,
you better get them grades up if you wanna finish high school. And after high school, you better get a degree, cause it's a doggy dog world, you can live in the street.
Flashback, I had my walk band in the minivan, listening to NSYNC, saw my name on the CD. Bleach blonde tips, wanted to be JT, wanted to do big things, had to fulfill a dream. One might say I was doomed from the get-go, but those same people assume, cause they'll never know what it's like to be called to what's not set in stone. I am one with the ebb and flow, that's all I know.
Just to me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit. Just to me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit. Just to me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit. Just to me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit.
Understand, I get misty just holding your
hand. Holding your hand and gripping tightly to your fingertips, watching with a nervous stare and wondering when lingered lips would meet again. We'd decrypt the mysteries between all these places that I've visited. This vista is serene, and I believe the atmosphere was made up when you landed here and froze me in position, thus suspended like a chandelier. Turned my insecurities to wisdom and disbanded fear until the only thing that I resembled was a man revered. See, I met this planet here with lonely apprehension. Always let the canvas smear and hold me back from living till I finally advanced some years and told my after vision. You had best be taking chances, merely moping ain't revision. Then I exited a panic gear and followed through the months. Traded out my bumps and bruises for a solitude and hugs. Went from solemn in a hollow shell to swallowing my tongue, and only skipped an hour past till I was awkwardly in love. Like, oh my darling. Watching summer turn to fall, watching Halloween approach and losing slumber to it all. It would seem as though impossible, but somehow you would manage to be even more angelic. Something lovely had evolved and I refused to question how. Just smile in euphoria, always entertained and all the while never bored of ya. Cause everything about you, from your smile to how you spell your name, is absolutely perfect, and I swear I've never felt the same. Everything about you, from your smile to how you spell your name, is absolutely perfect, and I swear I've never felt the same.
Sexy boys, sexy boys, sexy boys, sexy boys. Yeah, she feed me grapes, ay. She make no mistakes. Me, Nick, Mo complaints. I love how she thinks she graduated with that brain. She go to
get bikini hot, Lambo by the crib. This is how it is. Yeah, these niggas fake. No, we can't relate. Get bikini hot, Lambo by the crib. This is how it is. This is how we live. Bitches, 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 bitches. Get bikini hot, Lambo by the crib. This is how it is. Yeah, these niggas fake. No, we can't relate.
Yolo, Lambo red, Coca-Cola. My bros, Costa Nostra, rotting on a speedboat. You sucking, licking deep throat. Rey Mysterio, when I'm jumping off the tightrope. Banana clip with the scope. Wearing all white, like I'm the motherfucking boat. I'm on the Lamborghini high, glide through the sky. Hell, yeah, me vision got us rich. Catch a nigga flying by the Lambo. Tipping the Henny, got me gone. Now I'm getting in my zone. Hell, RP to my nigga, the gallon going to my dome. How I feel to be rich, fucking bitches in the mix, yeah. Where the Dickies is at, yeah, McGinney with the shits, yeah. Little new part lit, young love with the shits, yeah. I ain't with the game, bitch, she blowin' my cartridge, yeah.
My dude, listen, why I'm always chilly. Can't believe a nigga made a couple milli. About to cut the house way up in the hilly with a bad bitch in the Bentley. Wood grain with the roof gone, make a bitch fold like a futon. Getting bread like a crouton, tell me what the fuck is you want.
Bitches, 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 b hope I'm not erasing myself.
How is everyone doing tonight? So me and Alyssa are going to do a few, we're just going to do a chill talk and we'll see what comes up. She has some interesting things planned, so yeah.
Where are we, Richard? What are we listening to?
We are listening to WMFO, Freeform Radio.
On what station number?
91.5 FM.
Nice. Okay. Right. So to launch us off in tonight's show, I'm going to ask you this very serious question that I was asked 2 nights ago. Whoa. And I need you to give me like a serious answer, like really think about this. You're all about the numbers, right, Richard?
I suppose so.
So of the Tufts population, right, current Tufts population, undergrad only, how many people do you think have spent an entire day doing like their routines or activities, be it like going to class or like, I don't know, getting breakfast at Tamper with a butt plug in?
What?
Single digits or double digits or triple digits? I know my answer.
Wait, what percent of the campus is
it? Not percent, sorry. Like, give me like...
What number of people?
Yeah.
Like, it's naive to think zero?
Absolutely. Like, that's ridiculous. Of course someone has walked around like with a butt plug in. You really think current
test population... Sure. Actually, yeah, fine. I don't know. I this is genuinely something I've never spent any time to think about.
Me neither, until 2 days ago. But
who asked you this question?
Ariel and Owen.
I see.
Yeah.
What was their answer?
I mean, we all agreed that it was double.
Double what?
Double digits.
Oh, the number of people. At any individual given moment in time.
Well, not necessarily all together at the same time. Yeah, I mean, no, but like...
Right, that's what I mean.
You know, with the current population. So, yeah, since the beginning of the semester.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
But you're going to stick with zero?
No, I'll go for like 10.
Okay, yeah. So double digits.
Yeah, fine.
Follow-up question.
Oh, my God.
Would you ever use a butt plug?
I mean, I wouldn't not, like, but not for personal reasons. Like, I'd be, like, paid for it or something. Like, interesting. You know what I mean? Okay. I don't have any desire.
We can unpack that later.
Let's talk about a different conversation.
Okay, so, no, what I was trying to do with you yesterday, I think it was yesterday.
Oh, that game that we were playing?
Yeah, but this is better.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
So, I'm on this website. It's called, I just realized, it's called Get in Her Mind, Get in Her Bed.
Nice.
But it's actually a really interesting test. I've done it on a couple people. I'm going to do it on you right now.
Okay. You need to get in my bed. Get in my bed.
To get in your bed, yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you're walking alone in the desert, and you come across a cube.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the cube?
What? That's the question?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would say, I guess, that's a good question, I suppose. If you come across a cube, then it can't have been something that's, like, very large, because then you'd, like, see the cube, you know what I mean?
No, holy shit.
What?
Use your imagination.
Wait, as long as...
This is the hypothetical desert of your mind.
Uh-huh.
So, the cube could be any size you wanted. Like, there are no constraints.
I thought you were asking me to, like, solve for how big the cube is based on the clues.
You've been in Anderson for too long.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, that's so funny. Okay. How big is it? Let's say a Rubik's Cube size.
Okay, so, like, you could hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
What color is the cube?
White.
Okay. How does that color make you feel?
Like, these questions are stupid.
For real?
No, I mean, it's just white, like...
Okay, you know. Sure. Can you see inside the cube?
No, it's opaque.
How big is the cube compared to the desert?
I would say, like, it takes up maybe 10% of my, like, vision. What?
So if you're standing there holding the cube...
Yeah, I don't feel that small. I just feel like there are, like, you know... things around.
Your answer is that the ladder takes up 10% of your vision.
Yeah, no, the cube does.
Okay, so, okay.
What?
You see a ladder.
Okay.
Is the ladder leaning on the cube? I guess not, right?
No, no.
Okay.
The cube's too small.
What color is the ladder?
Silver.
Okay, what is the distance between the cube and the ladder?
They're next to each other.
Is the ladder, like, on the floor or, like, standing up?
Yeah, it's on the floor.
Okay, so folded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. What does this mean about my personality?
You see a horse.
Jesus.
What is the distance between the cube and the horse?
Around a horse's width. No, length.
Okay. What color is the horse?
Brown.
Is the horse tied up or roaming freely?
Roaming freely.
Is the horse wearing a saddle?
Nope.
Okay. There is a storm.
Oh my god, this is so dramatic.
Wait, what is the distance between the storm and the cube?
Like a mile.
Okay. Is the size of the storm big or small?
Fairly large.
Is the storm passing by or staying in place?
It's approaching me.
Interesting, okay. Is the storm violent, thunder and lightning, or calm and light rain?
It's threatening.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in a desert by myself with nothing but a cube and a ladder.
Yeah. It's valid. You see a flower.
Uh-huh.
Is there only one or are there many flowers?
There's one.
Okay. Where is the flower and what is it next to?
It's on the floor next to the sand.
Okay.
Like, you know, on the ground.
Well, isn't the floor sand?
Yeah. It's just in sand.
Okay, but, like, where is it next to you in relation to all the other things in your world right now?
I'm not keeping track. All right, it's, like, to the right, I guess.
Is it close to you?
It's, like a 10-second walk away.
A 10-second walk, okay. Wait, what color is the flower?
White.
Okay, a lot of white happening.
Is that right?
In this world.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Okay, so...
I'm so scared.
I'll tell you. The cube... So your little Rubik's Cube represents you and how you see yourself in the world.
I knew it was going to be something like that.
So the cube is transparent. That means people can see right through you.
Ooh.
What material was your cube made out of?
It was opaque.
Interesting. But, like, what material? I'm curious.
I'm thinking, like, a polymer.
Okay. The material the cube is made out of... Wait.
Like, it's, like, an almost rock kind of polymer.
Right. So that material represents, like, feelings and how tough of a front you put up.
It says that right there.
Yeah, it does. That's exactly what it says.
Oh my god.
And the size of the cube compared to the desert represents your ego. So the cube is large in comparison to the desert. You think very highly of yourself. So Richard.
Wait, what did I say?
A Rubik's cube. So size.
I mean, I'm not egotistical.
Or severely insecure.
Wait, it goes that way too.
I mean, I don't know where you want to situate yourself on that spectrum, so but you know, we can talk about that at a later time. The ladder represents your friends. So if it's leaning on the cube, then your friends tend to lean on you for support.
Hey, that's just such crap.
The distance between the cube and the ladder shows how close you are to your friends. So
between the what and the ladder?
The cube and the ladder.
Oh.
The horse represents your ideal lover or your current lover. Shout out to Peach.
Yeah.
The distance between the horse and the cube represents the closeness you have with your current lover.
No way.
So a horse's length?
That's pretty close on the grand scheme of things.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Is she listening to this?
No. She has an interview tomorrow.
Nice. If the horse is tied up, then it shows the need to be controlling in a relationship.
Oh my god.
If the horse has a saddle on it, then you feel safe with them. If the horse is free and not saddled, it means you view your lover as uncontrollable and unpredictable.
What?
Wait. Ridiculous. Analyze this.
What do you mean analyze?
Like, compare this it's a lot to your real life experience.
I don't see any correlation.
Okay. A storm represents some obstacle in your life. So the storm is passing, the issue is current, with a resolution in the near future. If the storm is staying put, then it has been an ongoing obstacle in your life with no resolution in sight. The size of the storm represents how big of an obstacle this is to you, as does the distance. The further away the storm, the less importance you place on it. If the storm is violent, it means this obstacle is causing quite some grief.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I said mine wasn't violent, so it was more like threatening.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like in like a background, like ominous threat.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The flower represents your kids and your desire to have kids.
Oh my god.
The closer it is to the cube, the closer you feel to your kids. To the thought of having kids. That's more hysterical. Flowers, the more kids. And since
who comes up with this stuff?
I don't know.
Is this like done by a psychologist?
www.getinhermind.com.
So, yeah. Okay, yeah, so I can immediately remove all meaning I ever attached to this.
But it got into your head, didn't it? Okay.
It did a little bit.
So the white, because your whole world is white, apparently.
Not really.
Symbolized, except for the silver, but it's not on here. So you're not a really complete test, but...
Yeah.
White symbolizes innocence and purity, which is why the wedding dress is white. Wow, that's a weird thing to say. In one thing.
Yeah, that is weird.
Doctors wear a white coat to imply sterility and cleanliness.
True.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
How do we feel about that?
I mean, how do you feel about that?
I feel that was weird. Like, it's like the kind of thing where, like, you know, it's like just kind of made up, but then at the same time, like, you can't help but relate everything to yourself. And, like, there's some insecurity or like something there, regardless of if it's related or not.
Yeah. It's like believing in ghosts.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Sure.
No, I mean, we've talked about this. You know your Myers-Briggs, right?
Yeah.
Your I. INFJ.
ISFJ.
ISFJ.
Yeah.
Interesting. What is the S again?
S is like sensing. N is intuition. So usually sensing people are like more like focused on like details and numbers, whereas N people are more focused on like concepts and like big picture.
Do you know Peaches?
Yeah, she's ISTJ.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Alright. I just like one more question just to like round this all off.
Yeah, for sure.
And to make you feel less bad about what just happened. Big Mac milkshake, would you eat it?
Oh wow. Where are you getting the questions from?
Just shit pops into my head.
Honestly, yeah.
Right?
I feel like there's something about the Big Mac. It's just like I feel like if you said burger milkshake, actually, no, that still sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It's blended. It's a drink.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm sure it'd be disgusting, but there's just something that sounds appetizing about it.
But, like, see, my logic is if I took a bite out of, like, a really good burger, and then immediately after it had, like, some ice cream.
Okay.
And like just like chewed it together, it would still taste like really good.
Yeah, yeah. This is like fries and ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. I think I see that also.
I think
I like sweet and salty. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It might be just be like the pure liquid like texture that makes it weird, but like when you have the variation in the texture, you know, it's a pretty appealing thing. Okay.
Yeah, this is some sick background music.
I know. Wait, this is actually, can you turn it up slightly? I can't hear anything. Is it up?
Yeah,
I see. Okay, so this is the Hans Zimmer Electra
suite. Oh, Hans Zimmer is so good.
It was the soundtrack for the Spider-Man. What's his name? Electrode? You know, the bad guy who...
Oh, I have no idea.
Are you serious? You didn't watch?
I didn't watch the latest one. No.
Oh, okay.
Apparently it wasn't that good. It was like good to
watch. It wasn't, but like this was an incredible scene. Like, do you know the bad guy? The guy who he's like basically like Dr. Octopus? No, not Doc Ock.
Then no.
No. Okay. Well, there's just a scene when he's in Times Square and he like discovers that he can shoot like electricity out of his hands. And this is the song that plays.
Oh, this is the song.
Incredible. Yeah.
Oh, hype. Oh my god, I can feel it. It's like...
Right? Do you feel the electricity surging through your body? Yeah, it's great.
I think we're going to fade out on that.
All right.
It's been real, guys. Enjoy this song.
Skies are gray above, got a pocket full of rainbows, got a heart full of love. Mr. Heartache, I found a way to make him leave. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got a star on my sleeve. Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night. No more teardrops, now that I've found a love so true. I got a pocket full of rainbows, got an arm full of you. Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night. No more heartaches, now that I've found a love so true. Got a pocket full of rainbows and an arm full of you.
bar, yes, please. Do I wanna spit a bar, yes, please. When I'm on a mic, I'm like an X6. When you're on a mic, you're like an X3. People think they can book one guy from boy, better no one get the rest free. If I'm in a rave and I'm on stage, promoters know I'll charge next P. Your CE is dead, go get a day job instead. Your CE is dead, go get a day job instead. Your CE is dead, go get a day job instead. Do I wanna spit a bar? Yes, please. Boy, you better no one get the rest free. Do I wanna spit a bar? Yes, please. Do I wanna spit a bar? Yes, please.